This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Good Day Health Time. This sort of creeps up on the clock several times each week. Great advice, great information. I believe it's important for us to help you with your health and well-being. I think that's one of my obligations on the radio. So it pervades much of what I do on the radio, including having specialty hours set aside for people like Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who comes to us from Lake Cardiology down in Mydura, Florida. His office is really busy. It's a great time of year to go in and get a checkup. I'm going down for my checkup. I'm not sure whether I'm going to do it in January or February, but I'll be there. And you can join me. Call the office, 352-735-1400. We should have a party. I should go down there, and we get lots of listeners to come, Ken, and have a party in your office. Let's party while we're getting our heart checked out.
That'd be a better way to have a stress test.
That's it. 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken. We go through every week when we're together a lot of things that are important. From Ken's perspective, he does the research. A lot of the medical journals come out with confusing stories and things that, like, you can't read a doctor's handwriting. You can't understand what they say half the time. And so Ken deciphers all of these things. And because he's a cardiologist, let's start with what happens this time of year, people on these diets. I know you recommend the Mediterranean diet. A lot of people want to lose weight. I'm one of them. So your heart health, however, can be affected by the kind of diet that you are on, first of all, and secondly, how you approach it. A lot of people go on a diet, crash, let's lose 10 pounds in a week, and then they stop and they gain the 10 pounds back again. And that's, I think, referred to as yo-yo dieting, isn't it?
Exactly. This is interesting from the medical journal Nutrients just this week, Doug. Sticking to a strict diet can be challenging, as you're talking about, so our eating patterns can fluctuate wildly. The news this week is that only a few weeks of healthful eating can make measurable improvements to markers of cardiovascular health, but at the same time, it does not take long before these markers return to their unhealthy state once a person terminates their healthful dieting. So, Doug, these findings should encourage us all to try again if we fail at our first attempt to adopt a healthy eating pattern. It seems that our body is not going to become resistant to the health-promoting effects of this diet pattern just because we tried it and were not successful the first time. And in this study, the markers of cardiovascular health that were measured were blood pressure and levels of fats, glucose, and insulin in the blood. So it's amazing how sudden changes to a good diet can make these markers suddenly change, and then sudden changes to a bad one, they again quickly change.
Wow. Well, does it need to be supervised, or can people, we hear a lot of the stuff about Weight Watchers and the programs you get on Jenny Craig, and they offer supervision, sort of. Is that the best way to approach? See, I think we talk a lot about losing weight here.
I think this needs to be individualized. I think some people do need encouragement, coaching, hold your hand, however you want to describe it, where some people want to do it themselves. Whatever works, whatever gets you to a healthy blood pressure, cholesterol level, blood sugar, and weight. Diet is so important. Yes, exercise also, but diet is the number one factor. Ask any good trainer, they'll tell you. So you got to come up with a good diet for yourself that works for you.
Well, in league with that, the things that you put together, there are a lot of different things that are to be considered here, I think. Enough rest. You got a story this week about how much rest helps youngsters and their weight. The people that are eating too much, a lot of the people that you see that are overweight, one of the problems they have is that they don't get enough Sleep, right?
Exactly. This is out of the medical journal. Sleep in December. But regular bedtimes and adequate sleep between ages 5 and 9, Doug, this may contribute toward a healthy weight in the teen years, is a big problem. Developing a proper routine in childhood is crucial for the future health of the child. Sleep affects physical and mental health and the ability to learn.
Wow. There's a double whammy. Well, it makes sense. You're not getting enough rest. You're not going to have a sharp mind, and therefore you're not paying attention to school, and you're not getting the lessons, and you're not learning. I think that makes a lot of sense. And you wonder what parents are thinking about. I wish there was this mandatory school session for parents to become parents, for people to become parents. Because there are no rules and no books. Well, a lot of books, but and there's no classwork done when you get married, no classwork for having babies, and, you know, I mean, there are things that lead up to it, like you can go to have the lalays, or what do they call that? What's the thing? Lalechi?
Yeah, yes. You know, starting at a young age to make sure you're at a good weight is so important. It was just reported this week in JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association Oncology, that 7% of cancers in America are due to excess body weight.
Wow. Well, it's fat. Fat causes cancer. That's not a surprise. I don't think. You know, we were talking earlier about how alcohol contributes to cancers because there's so much sugar in it. People who are alcoholics are way more likely to get cancer, especially of the organs, the cancer of the kidney and the
liver.
Oh, God. Horrible. All right. Now, with one other thing here, as we are in post-Christmas, post-New Year's mode, your research suggests that cholesterol levels in most of us spike after Christmas. I would have thought they would spike during the party season. Why after?
Well, the accumulation of the party season, and this is in the medical journal Atherosclerosis, after indulging in big, rich holiday meals, Doug, cholesterol levels take a big jump. In this study reported this week in the medical journal Atherosclerosis, after Christmas, cholesterol levels jumped a whopping 20% from summer levels among the 25,000 people studied. People who have a high cholesterol level right after Christmas, they may want to have a repeat test later in the year, and doctors need to be aware of this also, that the patient's levels may just be briefly up and then come on down.
Mm-hmm. Very important. More in a matter of moments here, Ken has what I believe to be, Ken, one of the most important stories that you may ever have reported on here, and that's saying a lot. Something that could be revolutionizing how our brains are cared for as we get older and maybe run into a few problems. So stick around for that coming up in a matter of moments here. 14 after on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day Health program. Power Swabs presents this portion of the program. What are power swabs, you ask? Power swabs are the most effective true whitening agent. It's an advanced teeth whitening system, groundbreaking. This is the only product in the world that effectively removes stains from aging teeth in a safe, natural, and healthy manner. This is the way, truly, to whiten your teeth. This system was developed by a dentist, Dr. Martin Ginniger, and what he's done is put together a patented natural tooth detergent, whitening agent together. It lightens up the stains starting in 5 minutes. You snap the tube, you swab your teeth, and you smile. Get rid of the coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It removes all the stains on your teeth, all the stains on your caps, all the stains on your veneers. Try Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797. 800-208-1797. Call that number. You can't get this deal online. Use the DJV code, and you'll only pay half what everybody else is paying. Half the retail for this product that does such a marvelous job whitening your teeth. Won't eat away at the enamel. It protects the enamel, in fact. That's how well it works. So if you're a drinker of coffee, tea, and red wine, call 800-208-1797. 1797. Make sure your teeth are looking much better and tell them you heard it here for 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, whiter teeth, brighter smile. 800-208-1797.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now. 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now. 1-800-291-4180.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
All right, as promised, Dr. Ken now focusing on a new kind of pacemaker. We know how pacemakers work for the heart. This one is for the brain.
This comes out of a publication, Nature Biomedical Engineering, just the last day of the year. Imagine, Doug, a device that sits outside the head, a neurostimulator that at the same time it can both listen to electrical activity in the brain and also stimulate the brain. The device, it's called the WAND, W-A-N-D, it's a mouthful, Wireless Artifact-Free Neuromodulation Device. Say that three times fast. It works like a pacemaker for the brain, and it will deliver fine-tuned electrical stimulation if it detects something wrong to patients with diseases like epilepsy and Parkinson's. This device could help treat severe tremors and also seizures that do not respond to conventional therapy.
Wow. What do you think of it? What do you think?
I think it's exciting. I think it does address a need because there are people who have severe tremors and severe epilepsy that do not respond well to drugs. Mm-hmm. And this device is so clever. It learns your own brain patterns. It doesn't require any surgery. It works on the surface of the scalp. And it has 128 points in the brain that it records electrical activity and at the same time delivers stimulation at those same points. And it, over the course of time, it learns your brain waves, how they respond when you have are about to have a tremor or about to have a seizure and then just blips and helps you get all of your electrical activity working the way it should.
Yeah. Well, sounds like a fabulous, really great breakthrough. I'm sure more to be tested, but yet
exactly.
Something to give people hope, and that's what you want, especially if you have medical problems. Hope, hope, hope. 21 after the hour, Dr. Ken with Dr. Doug on Good Day Health.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day Health Program, a service of my intrigue, I guess, much anything else, wanting to know as much as I can to help you, help me, help us all. And here's something from the heart department, late cardiology, is Ken's practice down in Florida. He's been a cardiac specialist. The Food and Drug Administration warning that the benefits of certain antibiotics don't outweigh the risks. And for one of them, it's an aortic aneurysm for certain patients. So I guess I wonder out loud here. We all talk about things that are approved by the Food and Drug Administration and whether they really have the benefit of testing over a long period of time, because many times when you use some of these antibiotics, you don't know what the impact's going to be for years and years and years. So it's kind of a crapshoot, isn't it?
Well, I think you're talking about the fluoroquinolones, which are of some concern in among the antibiotics.
They're supposed to treat respiratory infections and pneumonia, urinary tract infections, that kind of stuff.
Well, they're the ones of last resort because they do potentially have some concerning side effects. And, you know, you have to individualize care. You have to look at what's the risk of doing it versus the risk of not doing it. And, you know, you go back to the flu season of 1918, and millions of people died because of the bacterial infection.
My father's
afterwards.
Mother did. My
exactly.
father's mother and her sister died.
Right.
Same day.
Right, and that was because of the secondary bacterial pneumonia that everybody got. Now that doesn't happen, hopefully, because we have antibiotics. So it's hard to generalize. The fluoroquinolones are tricky antibiotics. They're not our first choices, but when other things don't respond, you know, what's your alternative? Death?
Yeah.
So you have to take a little bit of risk, and welcome to my world, and, you know, that's why some of us get gray hair.
Yeah. Well, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't,
well,
I think, under the circumstances.
Yeah, sometimes you have to measure risk, and that's what good doctors do. What's the risk of doing it versus the risk of not doing it? And there's always risk on both sides of that seesaw. And then you just have to make your best choice, and if a complication develops, know how to deal with it as best as possible. But it's not a perfect world. I mean, anything we do has a risk involved, but anything we don't do has a risk involved.
Yeah. As a doctor who is credentialed by local hospitals, how many different hospitals recognize your credentials in the Orlando area?
Well, there's a product, you know, Florida Hospital, and that's the one that I'm in, and in most cities these days, there's one, two, or three large hospital chain, and you know that's kind of how things work. Mm-hmm.
Is it a research?
They're getting bigger and bigger.
Is it a research hospital?
Sorry?
The hospital that you're, or the hospitals, do they do much research?
They do. They do a lot, and they are getting more and more involved in that. And but they also do an enormous amount of patient care, and we also have affiliations with some of the big university hospitals in Orlando. And, mm-hmm. you know, interestingly, Orlando is a unique medical community in that the private practices grew up long before the academic institutions, which is exactly opposite the way it is in the Northeast and where the academic hospitals were there first. So it's an interesting difference. I've practiced in both environments. Who knows what's better?
Yeah. Well, you have to make your patients feel comfortable that what you're advising them is in their best interest, and sometimes that is got to be tricky, depending on what stuff is available for service. 28 after the hour here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken on the air.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend, struggling to make ends meet, found that he could rent a spare room by the night and earn a nice supplemental income. But he also found out there are rules about competing with hotels. Cities from New York to Denver have adopted rules to stop such practices. Not because there's any danger to public safety, but because Airbnb has become serious competition for hotels, just as Uber competes with taxis. Many tourists enjoy staying at bed and breakfast, and traveling is a different experience when you get to know your hosts in their own homes. We understand why hotel chains may be threatened by such competition, but a look through the lens of liberty tells us this is not the government's business. Such favoritism limits your choices, but if you don't defend your right to stay wherever you want, who will?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. House Democrats are looking to get the government running again while giving Congress time to deal with a budget impasse over border wall funding. Newly elected House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there's a reason President Trump keeps talking about the wall.
He does not want them to know what he's doing to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security in his budget proposal. He does not want them to know what he's doing to clean air and clean water and the rest in his Department of Interior and of EPA. He does not want them to know how he is hurting them, so he keeps the subject on the wall. He's a master of diversion.
President Trump made his first ever appearance at the White House briefing room podium to speak.
So I congratulate Nancy. Tremendous, tremendous achievement.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.T. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's the Good Day Health Program. Don't forget about our podcast with Ken on one side, Jack Stockwell on the other. Healthcare trends for 2019 and how they may change your life. Special episode of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken and the situation with new things in healthcare. These things may make your lives a lot better. You want to hear the overview. We have that one for you at gooddayhealthshow.com. That's where you get the podcasts. Also, there's a podcast in there where Ken outlines the genetic changes that occur to sperm with the use of marijuana. And then there is a discussion we have with depression and anxiety as a focus. Kind of we did that. That's been a frequent topic, Ken. We've sort of touched on that again here today. With that, the new information about what they're going to do for your brain, perhaps, you know, that's not directly related, but one could imagine if they keep going down that road that there could be something that you could put on your brain that would help you with depression and anxiety, getting away from drugs, that sort of thing. That's a big focus, isn't it, now,
absolutely,
of research, getting away from drugs?
This whole area is getting its due time.
Yeah, right. All right, so to go back to for a moment, let's just go back. If you're just joining us, Ken and I were talking about antibiotics that could cause aortic aneurysms, the fluoroquinolone. Is that, am I pronouncing it correctly?
Good job. Right. Doug, right. This fluoroquinolone, it's a group of antibiotics that are commonly used to treat a variety of illnesses such as respiratory and urinary tract infections. Common names that some of us may be accustomed to hearing, Cipro, Levaquin, Floxin, Naroxin. These are the typical members of this family of antibiotics. But the news this week was when the head of the FDA, or one of the important doctors at the FDA, put out a warning that anybody who has an aortic aneurysm, or is at risk of having an aortic aneurysm, they have high blood pressure, peripheral vascular disease, they Marfan syndrome, or something called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, that's where the connective tissue in the blood vessels is weak. These people should not ever be on a fluoroquinolone, because the risk of the antibiotic potentially bursting the aneurysm, the bulge and the big pipe in the body, is too high, and the risks just outweigh any potential benefits. And this subgroup of people should never get this type of antibiotic family. And just an important warning, so if you have this association, make sure you don't take any antibiotic from this group. There's plenty of other choices.
Yeah, but doctors smart enough to recognize that. Do you trust all the doctors that you know or that might be around,
well,
be on top of this?
That's the issue, is whether they're on top of it. I mean, I think once they get the word, they'll be on top of it. But again, you know, a lot of information comes at us daily, and hopefully this got out, and that's why I wanted to underscore it, because I know a number of doctors listen to this show. And,
you know,
and patients who are on this medication, it's very important.
Yeah. The other thing that is a part of, we're sort of reviewing things that may be new this year in medicine, that's part of as we thrust ourselves ahead. In recent years, a lot of hospitals have been doing research, and because the medical business is a business, a lot of these hospitals are owned by big medical companies, and then there's the big schools that are related to hospitals and doing a lot of research. How do they keep the companies that provide the product that's being researched at arm's length? I think a lot of people want to know that, because they want to trust, you know, you see a lot of these ads, doctor tested and approved, and, you know, we all know that doctors are having a tough time and they're liable to be corrupted by money, and I wonder if that happens at the big research institutes as well. You know, the cancer industry doesn't want to get rid of cancer. So, you know, they go to somebody like Memorial Sloan Kettering and say, do this research for us, we'll pay you, but we want it to come out this way. I'm not suggesting that there's anything in particular with Memorial Sloan Kettering, but I know that's going on.
Well, you know, in any industry, there are good actors and there are bad actors, and there are ethical people who there are unethical people, and you know, you hope that these things are watched. You hope that people have enough of their reputation on the line. And is the system perfect? No, but I would like to know a better system that we could have, and I think we would all sign up for it. But, you know, the peer review system, what can we do? How can we improve upon having breakthroughs, but everybody needs funds to do the research? Where are we going to get it? How are we going to do it? I mean, anytime there's that much money in anything, there's the potential for human nature to not do the right thing. But you hope you get people together. And they do the right things. But, you know, I think this is in any field. There's, you know, in any field, there are people who are ethical, there are people who are unethical.
Well, I'm looking now at the amount of money that's being spent to supposedly study opioids. We all know what a problem. 70,000 Americans died of opioid addiction.
I think this is an example of where, you know, the people who manufactured these things were not as transparent as they should have been. And in many ways, you know, a lot, this is not an area that I practice in, but my colleagues will tell me that that they felt misled by the people who manufactured these and marketed these, leading some of the providers to believe that they were safer than they really are and less addictive than they really are. And I think a lot of physicians feel like they did get misleading information from some of these studies. There was an original study showing that they weren't so addictive. But I think we all know what the reality is, and I think that this has really raised among many physicians a lot of caution, you know, whenever they get this information.
Don't be fooled. And I guess that's the bottom line by some of this stuff. Trust your gut as much as anything else.
But, you know, you have to do that, but you also have to keep yourself open to that amazing breakthrough that is going to save lives and make people feel more comfortable. And threading that needle is a real challenge for all of us.
I think one of the other things that's going on, Ken, is the social media impact on people of all ages. I saw a warning from a couple of doctors about Facebook becoming the biggest cause of mental distress.
Depression, yes. There's a clear relation. I saw a study just this week about a direct relationship between the number of hours on Facebook and severity of depression.
Yeah. Right. So I think that there are so many things, the complicated society we live in and what happens when people are, if you will, influenced.
I don't think we understand yet. We'll only know 20, 30 years down the road.
Well, that's why
that
goes back to what I said a few minutes ago about, about anything. And we don't know the impact of drugs. We don't know the impact of some of the social things that we're talking about here for 30, 40, 50 years down the road.
Well, that's why it is nice to prescribe drugs that have been around 30-plus years. Statins, which, you know, I know you have an opinion about. You know, those have been around 30-plus years.
Yeah.
But you have to make educated guesses about these newer drugs and again, you always make the decision, is the risk of doing it worse than the risk of not doing it? And that's
all
how
right.
you make
so
that decision.
Let's go down that road one more. Let's take another turn down this road. Drugs, generic versus brand name drugs. There are people who say generic drugs are supposed to be the same. They're popular because they're cheaper. But I saw a research paper that suggested they don't work as well. And I'm trying to figure out who paid for the research paper, because it would be perfect for the drug companies that create these. And after 10 years, they go sort of generic. Is there any proof to generic formulations not working the same as the brand name medication? Or is that just so much?
I think there are, again, this goes... It's hard to generalize. You know, I think there are a few examples, and then the people who, you know, follow the money, who have a big impact in this, then we'll magnify those studies. But I can tell you that there are plenty of generics out there that are excellent, and there are a few
Let me be specific. You're the cardiologist. I think it's pronounced digoxin. I remember it from my father. Yeah, digoxin for heart failure. There are some who say the difference between the brand name and the generic version have not been well studied. Do you agree with that?
Digoxin is just not used a whole lot anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is a generic that's been used for so long.
So it's okay.
Yes, and it's not even... It used to be, back in the 1970s and 80s, a big, big drug, but it's not used much anymore.
What about Coumadin versus generic blood thinners?
Warfarin. I think warfarin's fine.
Yeah.
And warfarin is a lot cheaper. We use it all the time, and most people who are on Coumadin are really on warfarin, the generic. Few people today get Coumadin.
Leave it around the house to kill all the rats and mice in the house, too. Get rid of them.
But if you have atrial fibrillation and you're at high risk of having a stroke, it prevents you from having a stroke.
Yep. All right. I wasn't being facetious. Warfarin is what they use in rat poison. That's what it is.
It makes them bleed to death.
Yep. That's it. All right. More from Dr. Ken in a moment. Now I'm going to talk to you about getting the rest that you need. Always a topic of conversation here in Good Day Health is rest, rest, rest. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, to get a better night's rest. The most comfortable pillows. I like wrapping myself around my pillows. Buy them right by using the promo code DJV. Visit MyPillow.com. 50% off pretty much everything in the... This is a virtual store. Using the promo code DJV.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand. There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning, because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Ever wonder where the most impactful and fastest-growing tech trends are headed? Deloitte has released its 2019 Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Predictions. And so we asked Deloitte's Duncan Stewart about the future of artificial intelligence, or AI.
One of the problems for a lot of companies has been they're not AI experts. They don't want to build their own data centers. They don't want to be handling all of the incredibly abstruse details. What Deloitte's predicting is that in 2019, 70% of companies are going to be accessing AI, but they're going to be using the cloud.
And those home speakers?
Uniquely, in any country around the world, by the way, the number one application for smart speakers is asking about the weather. But after the weather comes music, news, and using them as timers.
More at DeloittePredictions.ca.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
I just want to continue down this path. Just one more. I'm looking at a seizure medication, something you have to deal with all the time, stroke, that sort of stuff. Seizure medications are, many of them are generic. Is it the active or the inactive ingredients that change from one? I'm just looking at a whole review. Generic to brand name, what is there that's different?
Sure, let's clarify that. In a brand is what comes out initially from the pharmaceutical company, and after patents expire, then other manufacturers can make the generic. And the difference is, besides the huge difference in price, the inactive ingredients. In every medication, there are these binders that hold the active ingredients together, that form the way it's put into a capsule or into a pill. The binders, the delivery system, once you swallow it, how it gets into the body. All of these things can differ in the generic versus the brand. But the active ingredients is the same. It's the inactive, the inert ingredients. Those can change from brand to the generic. And in some medications, the delivery system is so important to get the active ingredients to get maximum benefit. And when sometimes you get a cheap delivery system within the medication, you take it and it doesn't get distributed to your body properly. That's where it's a problem, and that's where often it makes a difference.
Dr. Ken at Lake Cardiology. Call him for an appointment,
352-735-1400. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Continues. We're always sort of in the doctor mode because there's so much information to pass along that will help you out. Health advice, health information. Dr. Ken Kronhaus continues his stead here with a focus on some of the New Year's reports from the various medical journals. For example, Mediterranean diet. The diets that are being talked about, there's always, getting into January, Ken, you know it as well as I do, your patients come into your office in Florida, Lake Cardiology, and they complain about how much they ate. I was just looking at how much I gained over the past 4 or 5, 6 weeks, and 4.5 pounds. Okay, so what do? We get on the Mediterranean diet, recommended as the best way to eat, according to whom?
U.S. News and World Reports, they rank the diets every year, and this year, Mediterranean diet is number one alone. It shared that honor last year with the DASH diet, but this year it's number one alone because in 2018, Doug, research tying the Mediterranean diet to longer, healthier living propelled it to the number one spot on the new diet rankings. So the Mediterranean diet emphasizes eating fruits, veggies, whole grains, beans, nuts, legumes, olive oil, and flavorful herbs and spices, fish and seafood at least a couple of times a week, and poultry, eggs, cheese, and yogurt in moderation, while saving sweets and red meat for special occasions. Top it off with a splash of wine if you want. Remember to stay physically active, and you're all set.
So fruit, which has lots of sugar in it, according to some, should stay away from the fruit because it's got too much sugar in it.
But it's natural sugar.
Yeah. And grains, for those of us who have gluten allergies, what do we do in place of grains?
Well, find the ones that are, free of gluten if you have
whatever.
Not all of them have it.
Whatever the grain is in pancake mix, I found that out.
Just look for the word whole.
That's it. Okay, and while we're in the sort of diet department, let's talk, and this is the beginning of the new year, we're going to diet, we're going to exercise, that sort of thing. So if you are making resolutions, and it includes going on a diet, there's a connected story here about what happens if you are on too severe of a diet. I guess that's how I would read this. Ken, how do you read it?
You're talking about...
If you make a New Year's resolution to do whatever, like lose weight, you get people get anxious, they get depressed.
Exactly. This is out of Body Nutrition at the end of the year. Anxiety and depression, Doug, is the main cause of adults not sticking to their New Year's resolution. People give up on their resolutions for two main reasons. They either pick too ambitious a goal, or anxiety and depression causes them to feel like they will never achieve their goals.
Hmm. Well, but if you're older and you are exercising, that's better for your body. You fall down less because you're in better shape. That means that this is something good to pursue, right? Get on that exercise routine, lose the weight, and keep on it.
Absolutely. Yeah. This comes out of Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine this week. 1 in 4 people in America over age 65 fall annually. Falling, it's the most leading cause of fatal injuries for older adults. There are the most common cause of hospital admission for older adults. The news this week is that exercise, Doug, may be able to save older adults from taking costly spills.
All right, so if you've made New Year's resolution, you get depressed because you don't stay on them, exercise, diet, whatever it is, here's another idea that maybe works better for you, yes?
Exactly. About a third of people who make a New Year's resolution, Doug, fail to stick with it. So if you're like most of us, this time of year you're thinking about health goals for the New Year, such as losing weight, eating healthier, exercising, and quitting smoking. But rather than setting a year-long goal at the start of the year, a more effective approach is to make Monday resolutions, weekly goals that can be thought of as a mini-resolution. Taking advantage of the natural momentum of every weekly cycle gives us a chance to start fresh each week. So if we mess up on Tuesday or Wednesday, we get a chance to start over on Monday instead of waiting till the following year.
Here's a good Monday resolution. Clean out your innards. Clean your intestines. Life Change Tea is there for your using. It's one of the most fabulous ways to get rid of some of the horrible things that are in your system. Clean out your gut, your colon. That's where all the health, good and bad, begins. Life Change Tea will cleanse your body from intruders. Life Change Tea, available only at GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV and they'll ship it to you free. All grown and combined in America. Natural, all organic. It cleans your body. Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.